Eureka Springs on Monday night made history as the first city in Arkansas to pass a resolution in support of marriage equality. It's also the second city in the United States to endorse such a decree. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Clerk will establish quorum.
Clerk Raphael.
Here.
Ken Pownall.
Here.
Karen Lindblad.
Here.
James DeVito.
Here.
Lady Balance.
Toward the end of Monday night's four-hour-long city council meeting stuffed with business, the five aldermen present heard the reading of a special resolution by Eureka Springs City Clerk Ann Armstrong.
Whereas the U.S. Supreme Court has held more than a dozen times that marriage is the key right of the American people, and in the 1967 landmark case...
Carroll County Quorum Court District 3 Justice of the Peace, Lamont Ritchie, authored the resolution, but it was Michael Walsh, a civil rights organizer and resident of Carroll County, who initiated it.
It conveys no legal rights or benefits, that's for sure. That's prohibited under the Arkansas State Constitution. So the best we could do was simply to get an endorsement from city officials that they believe in marriage equality as the right of all Arkansans and Americans.
Michael Walsh decided to take this step after learning that the city of Austin, Texas, had in late September passed a marriage equality resolution.
Well, I contacted the two city council members that I thought would be more likely to introduce such a resolution. One was James DeVito, the other was Lady Balance. They're often on opposite sides of the issues, of any issue. So I thought if I could get one from each camp, it would improve our chances of getting the resolution passed.
Michael Walsh had no idea going into this what flack the resolution might draw from council, comprised of both liberals and conservatives, but in the end, it was quietly accepted with no discussion.
There was absolutely no opposition. No one was there to speak against it, which was gratifying. And once the vote was taken, the city council simply broke for a few minutes to get some rest because they had had a long meeting. And they started congratulating me and Lamont for bringing the resolution to them.
Walsh also came to the meeting armed with petition signatures collected over the past several weeks.
We collected more than 750 signatures of supporters, both Eureka Springs residents and visitors who happened to be in town over the last week or so. They were from 59 communities in Arkansas and 15 other states, and that really gave us a good indication, just like last week's national election, that there was widespread support for marriage equality in Eureka Springs.
Among the signers was State Representative Kathy Webb, a Democrat and the only out legislator in Arkansas. Webb is term limited and chose to not run for re-election. She declined also being interviewed for this report.
I'm James DeVito. I'm the chef owner of DeVito's Restaurant, along with my wife Teresa in Eureka Springs.
But Eureka Springs Alderman James DeVito, who co-sponsored Eureka Springs Marriage Equality Resolution Monday night, was glad to talk.
You know, I see it as the last vestige of discrimination in America, and it needs to be addressed and rectified.
James DeVito, by the way, will serve another four-year term, having been reelected to Eureka Springs City Council. And he says Eureka Springs is being swept up into a new era.
I think Eureka Springs is a microcosm of the United States as a whole, that you're seeing with states passing marriage equality amendments and defeating initiatives to outlaw gay marriage, that we're truly reflecting the nation as a whole, that we're starting to understand the error of our ways and seeking solutions to bring everybody to the table.
And the table is growing larger, with various polls showing slightly more than half of all Americans now in support of marriage equality. This election cycle, voters in Maine, Maryland, and Washington supported ballot measures affirming marriage equality. In Minnesota, they rejected a proposal to amend the state constitution to ban gay marriage, which is what we have here in Arkansas. In Wisconsin, voters elected the nation's first openly lesbian U.S. senator, and Arizona, New York, Wisconsin, and California elected four openly gay individuals to Congress. But this was not the first time Michael Walsh has worked to influence local politics in favor of gay civil rights. He's author of Eureka Springs Domestic Partnership Registry, the only one in Arkansas, which has been targeted for destruction by conservative state legislators on numerous occasions.
Well, the domestic partnership ordinance was passed in 2007 by the city council at that time. So over the past 5 years, it has brought in 612 couples who have obtained a domestic partnership certificate. It's contributed $21,000 to the city treasury and hundreds of thousands of dollars to the city economy.
Domestic partners include both same-sex couples and unmarried opposite-sex couples. Benefits offered to domestic partners can include health and long-term care insurance, group life insurance, bereavement, and sick leave. But how many municipalities have passed marriage equality resolutions? We consult Catherine Oakley, Legislative Counsel for State Municipal Advocacy at the Human Rights Campaign Fund, based in Washington, D.C.
You know, it's a very interesting question, and it's a relatively recent phenomenon. At this point, I know of two off the top of my head who have expressly passed a resolution in favor of marriage equality, and those are, of course, Eureka Springs and also Austin, Texas.
But with no mandate behind such a decree, why are they important?
There are a couple reasons why they're so important. I mean, they're really exciting because they demonstrate that people across the country recognize the importance of marriage equality. Even though some states may have a long way to go before they achieve marriage equality, people all across the country are recognizing that same-sex couples should have the same opportunities and that they're willing to stand up for that.
Catherine Oakley believes one practical effect is actually critical to saving lives.
And HRC released a report earlier this spring that showed 4 in 10 LGBT youth surveyed said they had heard negative messages about being LGBT from their elected leaders. And this is obviously the opposite and makes a really huge impact for young people who are hearing that instead of hearing negative messages, they're hearing that they live in a community that welcomes and supports them.
As for Michael Walsh, who quietly pushed this resolution through Eureka Springs City Council, it's a sign.
It's hugely symbolic that two cities in two red states, meaning Austin, Texas, and Eureka Springs, Arkansas, can even pull something like this off. That's pretty remarkable.
Of course, the final arbiter of equal marriage rights is the U.S. Supreme Court, which is supposed to consider a federal constitutional challenge to the U.S. Defense of Marriage Act, banning same-sex marriage. Its case review order list is pending November 30th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.